In recent elections, the former GOP stronghold of Pinellas County is skewed more Democratic, and at least as of today, they are now once again the dominant party there. Pinellas County Democratic Executive Committee head Tony Molinaro said she had been speaking with the St. Pete Times all week on this development.
Pretty much all week we've kind of had our eye on it. We've noticed that the registration each day was moving towards that threshold, and we knew it was only a matter of a few days that it was going to happen.
I think a lot of people have seen the county seemingly skew more Democratic over the last few years and the like, and you certainly have had some success in terms of your state legislative seats in the last couple of years, both in the Senate and in the House. Obviously, you're going to try to continue that, but also what about in the more local races, such as the county commission and the like?
Yeah, right now we have some absolutely outstanding candidates, and they're coming down from the city council races to the city commissioner races, to the county commissioner races, all the way up to state house. I mean, the candidates have come forth. They're quality candidates. They're viable candidates. More this year than we've had in decades. And I think that now that the fact that voters are registering Democrat, it shows to me that change is in the air and we want change.
Of course, everybody's looking forward to the presidential elections in November. I know 4 years ago, your counterparts of the Republican Party really had a very strong ground game in helping President Bush defeat John Kerry, both in the county and, of course, overall in the state. Are you able to compete on that ground game level against the Republicans this November?
We already are. We have fantastic groups all around Pinellas County. We have about five of them and three caucuses that have working people working with their president, club president, or club caucus presidents, organizing either behind certain issues that are Democratic or behind certain candidates. And then on the, the county level, the Pinellas County level, we have been steadily increasing our registrations of precinct captains and organizing with the state so that we are ready for November. And even in despite the fact that we don't have a nominee yet, we are still getting ready because we have a lot of wonderful local candidates running for state house and county commissioner and city seats.